In the Gospel of John, we find that in a number of places, Jesus is offering an explanation to his disciples about who he is. I am the vine, Jesus says. I am the good shepherd, the light of the world, the bread of life. In seven different times and in seven different ways, Jesus is trying to help us to see and to understand who he is and what he means. What he means for us. I am, Jesus says. I am. It's me. I'm it. It's like Jesus is answering the questions the people have been asking and wondering. In an answer to our questioning, as a response to our human longing, our restless hearts, Jesus responds, I am, he says. I'm the answer that you're looking for. Our scripture today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Our task is clear, it seems, here in this scripture, that you bear much fruit, Jesus says. This is our job as disciples, that we bear much fruit. Carrying out the works of love in this world around us is the fruit that comes from being a follower of Jesus. It's the fruit of the Spirit that we see in Galatians. It's love, joy, peace. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Bear much fruit. It's a challenge for us as disciples of Jesus to be this kind of people who will bear fruit. This image of a vine and branches here in the Gospel of John, it's not the first place that it shows up in Scripture. It's an image that we can also find in the Old Testament. In the book of Isaiah, God shows up as the gardener or a vine grower, like in our scripture today. And God painstakingly, he cares for the vineyard, which is the people of God. And he clears away the stones. He plants choice vines and he watches over them carefully. And then in the end, something goes wrong on their end. It's like they had cut themselves off from the goodness of God and run away. And so there's no good grapes. From the beginning, this scripture in John sounds like it's a little confrontational, like it's somewhat harsh for Jesus. It even goes so far as to say that branches that don't bear fruit are removed. This is hard message for us. Though it's critical for Jesus, that's clear. Become my disciples. Bear much fruit. I heard a pastor recently point out the kind of obvious truth about us church people, and she said, you know, people don't always come to church fully formed. Don't always come fully formed. And this is the truth. If you are around us church people for long, you know that we have some growing to do in Christ before we're fully formed. If we're honest with ourselves, we recognize this truth that we do have some growing to do in Christ. And so what is it that God wants from us here exactly? Is it working harder? Is it pushing and making this fruitful work happen with whatever strength we've got? Is it making ourselves better, working on our own self-fulfillment, the me I want to be, self-help kind of thing, until we're really the right people for this job? And this is the way that the world works. We're used to things working this way, I'm sure. Though maybe that's not how God works exactly. After all, God is the gardener in this image that Jesus is painting for us. God is the one who grows and tends to the vine and to the branches. I am the vine. You are the branches, Jesus says. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing. There's a hint for us here about what exactly God is asking of us. And really, it has nothing to do with all the good things that we can do and we can be through our own talents, by our own strength. Jesus says, I am the vine. You are the branches. Abide in me, and apart from me, you can do nothing. Corrie Ten Boom, in one of her books, tells about how she was approached by a man who had something to teach her about Christ. And the man reached in his pocket and he pulled out this old train ticket. And stamped on the end of the ticket, so the conductor could check the ticket, stamped on the end of it said the words, "Not good if detached." Not good if detached. And we could just stamp this on ourselves, "Not good if detached." She said, from now on, I choose that as my slogan, to stay connected to Jesus. Not good if detached. I am the vine. You are the branches. My daughter Ella, if we're around many people at all, will do this thing where she'll kind of just attach herself to my leg, and she's not about to let go. And this is not unique to my daughter, I know. I've seen it before with children and their parents, where the child or two or three is attaching themselves to their respective parental unit. And then in order for that parent to move anywhere, you know, they're just kind of dragging the leg with children hanging on the end, attached, not about to let go. And this is the secret that Jesus is revealing to us about the source of our fruitfulness. Those who abide in Jesus bear much fruit. Those who are deeply attached to Christ, who are not about to let go, will bear much fruit. I read that in a vineyard, you'll find that the very best grapes that the vines are producing are the ones that are closest to the central vine. And it makes sense. This is where the most nutrients are, closest to this central vine. C.S. Lewis said that God has designed the human machine to run on himself. He himself is the fuel our spirits are designed to burn, or the food that our spirits were designed to feed on. There's no other. And he says, this is why that it's just no good asking God to make us happy without bothering about religion, about God, and in any other way. God cannot give us happiness apart from himself, because it's not there. There's no such thing. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. Abide in me as I abide in you, he says. I like this word, abide. I think this is really the central meaning in our scripture, abide. And this is not a word that we use all that much. Abide means to stay. It means to dwell, to be present, to be at home. This is contrary to our more typical task-oriented, active way of being in the world. I fear that we can make about anything into a to-do list. But in this case, our spiritual growing is dependent on God. He says, abide. Just stay, remain, dwell, be present with God. Just abide. God is the one who gives the growth. I was reading this book on spiritual growth. And in the book, there was this chapter that was called How to Make a Pickle. How to Make a Pickle. And the point of it was that spiritual growth is a slow process. And to make a pickle, first you need a cucumber, right? Which is not news to most of you. And then you make the brine and the vinegar solution for soaking the cucumber. And then at this point, if you were to just kind of dip the cucumber in the solution and then quickly pull it out, all you'd have then is a baptized cucumber. That's not a pickle. In order for it to become a pickle, it needs to soak in this brine. Soak in it for 6 weeks or so. And slowly this solution works its way into the cucumber, changing it into a pickle. Making a pickle takes about 6 weeks at least. Growing into to the people that God is making us to be, it takes much longer. A student asked the president of his school whether he could take a shorter course than the one he was assigned, and the president replied, "Oh, yes, yes. But of course, it depends on what you want to be. When God wants to make a plant like a squash, he takes just 6 months. When God wants to make an oak tree, it takes 100 years. Maybe you remember the story in the Gospels where Jesus is in the house of Mary and Martha. And Jesus is sitting there and he's talking with them. He's teaching them. And Mary, she's sitting there beside Jesus. Martha, she's up and about. She's doing the dishes. She's cleaning the counter. She's serving as we all know we're supposed to do. She's got to be doing the right thing. And she starts to get a little upset at Mary who's just sitting there by Jesus. But in this case, Martha's busy up and about way, it's not the best way. Jesus says Mary has it right, just sitting at the feet of Jesus. It's good for our souls to sit with Jesus. This is the way that we can grow, to just abide in him as he does in us, just abide. And slowly the Spirit of God works its way into our hearts, into our lives. We can start to grow to be the people that we're made to be. St. Augustine said that you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee. For every one of our longing, our restless hearts, Jesus is the answer to the question. We are made to find our rest in God, to attach ourselves firmly to him who is our source of life. And the results then are far greater, far better when we take our seat next to Jesus. When our primary aim is not a list a mile long, but first to rest in God. Abide in him as he abides in us. And the result is then it's God's work in our lives, God's grace in our lives, God's faithfulness that makes us who we're made to be. And the result of God's gracious presence with us is then spiritual fruit that begins to grow within us and spread around us, love and joy, peace, patience, and kindness. And then we can hardly help but to share it with the world around us from the overflow of the blessings that God is giving us. We can hardly help but then to reach out to others in this world, reaching out much like branches on a vine. I am the vine. You are the branches, Jesus says. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Amen.